Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
New York is full of chaotic intersections. In Brooklyn, maybe the biggest nightmare is Grand Army Plaza. Now the city is embarking on a redesign that could mean big changes for drivers.
WCBS's Steve Burns headed there and met up with Safe Streets activist Doug Gordon.
From a urban planning perspective, what does this look like in front of us?
Urban planning assumes there's a plan here. It's a mess. Grand Army Plaza is a real mess. It was never designed to have this much traffic, and now it's just a tangled web of automobiles and trucks going in every possible direction.
You've been at this a while, trying to figure out some kind of future for Grand Army Plaza, and it sounds like we might have movement in that direction.
Right. DOT announced that they are looking at redesigning some or all of Grand Army Plaza, perhaps connecting it to the Vanderbilt open streets that happen on weekends. So we'll see. It's certainly good news that they're looking at it.
What do you hope that they take away? What do you envision here?
I would love for Grand Army Plaza to be reconnected to Prospect Park as was originally intended by Olmsted and Vaugh when they designed this back in the 1870s. I'd love for it to be a place for people. You know, the Soldier and Sailor's Arch here, the Memorial Arch, is just completely cut off by this sea of asphalt. Grand Army Plaza is also a really important civic gathering place. We've had a lot of protests here. There's the farmers market on the weekend. It would just be great to make it quieter, more inviting to people who are not encased in steel.
For the folks who hear this story and say, they're taking away more space from cars, the traffic is already awful here, how can they keep doing this?
No city on earth has solved its traffic congestion problems by adding more space for cars. If you want less traffic, you need to give people alternatives to driving. I've been doing this a long time, and I remember when they proposed closing Times Square to traffic, the small tweaks that they ended up doing there, cutting off Broadway and removing the diagonal. People said the sky was going to fall, the world was going to end, Broadway would close. No one would use it, and now it's one of the most popular public spaces in the city. There's rarely been a place where we've taken space from cars and given it to people where that has failed. And I think if we just do it and get through the process of, you know, the important work of listening to the community and figuring out what's going to work, what's not going to work, we will look back and wonder, why did we ever allow so many cars through Grand Army Plaza?
Now, according to the Gothamist, the Department of Transportation is planning an online workshop next week to get input on the coming changes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.